Tyler Olson is the Reeve of the MD of Greenview, and he joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. A recent announcement that the new Wonder Valley AI data center project is coming to the MD of Greenview and the Greenview Industrial Gateway. First of all, as an icebreaker, please, comments on the fact that this rather large project is coming.
Yes, no, it was a great announcement to be able to bring to the region. It's something that we've been working on for, well, with the Greenview Industrial Gateway, it's a 10 to 12 year project that we've been going, and to be able to bring something this big to the region that's going to bring as many changes as it's going to be, it's going to be phenomenal, and I'm just so excited to be part of it.
How important in your mind, Your Worship, is this project to not only just the MD of Greenview, but pretty much the entire of northwestern Alberta and beyond?
It's so important for the region to have something like this come in. We already have number one in law in the forestry industry, in the ag industry, and we're so high up on the food chain in Alberta and the world for our natural gas and all the oil that we produce in the area. And to be able to use all those advantages to bring in something like this for more diversity and the absolute size of this, it's going to be 600 to 1,000 full-time jobs, high paying, at the full build-out if it goes that far. But even if it doesn't go that far, it's still going to be huge for the area for power production, jobs, and just bringing our name to the world market yet again.
A lot of jurisdictions, especially around the Northwest, have weighed in on the magnitude of this project and how much it will bring to the area. In your words, Your Worship, how has been the feedback to you and to the stakeholders around Grand Prairie that this announcement has happened?
It has been overwhelmingly good. Of course, there's always the ones that are skeptical. That's always going to come out. We've had so many big projects that have not made it to fruition. I do have full faith that this one is going to be moving ahead. But there's always naysayers. We always have those. But a lot of it has died down as we get more information out about how this is going, get the actual information. When you read a headline like a $70 billion investment and the size, people don't read the whole article. So those are the ones that generally jump out and say it's bad right away. And then once you get the information out and they actually read the article, it changes a lot of minds.
From the MD of Greenview's perspective, and I guess the timing is pretty good, especially since we've turned the calendar into 2025, what do you think are your next steps as far as the process is concerned to bring this to fruition?
So we've got the letter of intent signed. And now it's just a matter of getting the actual land sale contract done up, signed, and I fully expect that in the first quarter of 2025 that we'll see some movement in that, and then it turns into their show of how fast they can move ahead with permitting for the final stages, and then it comes into supply chain and working, getting the whole project done. So the first step will be getting the land sale actually done and finalized.
With this now coming to fruition, do you think this will be a stepping stone to other big projects coming to the area and to the Peace region?
I think it'll help in ways that we don't even necessarily know right now. When you get this sort of size come to the region, it brings with it a lot of everything else of needs and servicing, and it opens the doors, and as we bring in more servicing, it makes it easier for bigger projects to move ahead. Now, we don't need absolutely massive projects. Again, we've got a couple projects within the gig that are still online and still working through their stuff. But if you flood the market with massive projects, then it just takes the workers away and you can't have everything. So we don't want huge projects to follow immediately, but they will come in time, and it brings this to the world market again to say, hey, we can handle this stuff, but you have to do it in stages or nothing goes ahead. And we've seen that in the past in other places in Alberta where it just floods and it's too much, but we'll make it work, and there's going to be a lot of projects go forward, just not to this scale.
Sounds like the future is looking bright at this particular point. What do you think?
I think it's the brightest we've ever seen for this region. I think the world is finally, we finally got it out there how, what we are up here. We've been quietly pushing Alberta forward for years, and now we've taken center stage, which is good to see for the whole region.
Tyler Olson is the Reeve of the Municipal District of Greenview. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Happy New Year, and thank you very much.
Thank you for the time today. I appreciate it.